Coming up next, we've got NFL free agency, Odell Beckham Jr., and March Madness. All that and more on the Weekly Pass, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Weekly Pass, another night of fantastic sports news. I'm Bonnie Jill Laughlin. You can find me on Twitter at BJ Laughlin and Instagram at Bonnie Jill and Facebook. And I'm joined again by my lovely co-hosts, Josh Rodriguez and Becky Sotero.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Rodriguez. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Josh underscore Rodriguez underscore. Hit me up. Love to debate, especially about basketball.
You do.
It's a good night for that. What's up, guys? I'm Becky Sotero. You can find me at Becky Sotero on all social media. And also, we are on the live chat, so thank you for tuning in. We want your interaction. Also, if you haven't already, follow us, the show, at BJL Weekly Pass on Twitter. Find us there.
And we'll start tweeting. Yeah. We have one tweet. Yeah.
It's early.
It is.
It's beginning stages.
We're just getting going. Yeah. Before we get into the meat of our show, Becky, let's go through some news.
Oh my goodness, it has been lit in the world of hockey. Alexander Ovechkin.
See how excited she gets?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's like how we do.
Hockey.
Alexander Ovechkin just had his 600th goal against the Jets yesterday. You guys, he's on par to beat Gretzky's goal of 894 goals. Huge.
But he doesn't have a ring.
He does not have a championship. But that's kind of the topic of conversation is that does it matter?
I mean, it does. Big time.
It matters.
Future Hall of Famer, I don't care. You ask a Dan Marino, what do you think he wishes he got?
The rings, yeah.
Right. But when we're evaluating an individual's legacy,
right,
does it matter?
No, it doesn't take away from it. I'm just saying, personally, when you talk to these guys, that's what they want.
Well, and at 32,
you want that still,
at 32
you know?
Years old, he has accomplished so much. He's got at least six seasons in him,
and he's still a baby.
So that's huge in the world of hockey right now. So we're celebrating that for Ovi. And then, oh my gosh.
And I went to a hockey game, Becky.
Yes, you did. I'm so proud. I'm so proud.
I was on the glass. Yeah.
I did a segment
for the pregame for San Jose Sharks, and I was there, and I thought about you the entire time.
Are you a Sharks fan?
Well, I grew up in the Bay, so I kind of went back to my roots, and I know it wasn't the Kings, but at least I was there on the ice, right?
We needed them to lose that game, so it was so hard for me to be excited that you
and
were
I
there.
And power play, I was doing this. I mean, I was all into it. Nothing like, I mean, I know you love hockey. You could probably watch it on TV, but for me to love hockey, I got to be there.
Yeah.
And I got to be right there on the glass.
So good. There's nothing like a live hockey game, but it takes a lot of attention to detail because that puck can get lost. There's a lot of rules.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I love being on the glass, and I love the body checking. There used to be a lot more fights when I used to go back in the day.
Oh, you need to hit yourself up on a Kings game. My Kings aren't afraid.
I don't know. I heard that there are not as many fights. I like the enforcer. I like the fights.
It's out there, but I think that
it's not as much though.
Playoffs. It's gonna be lit for sure. Good. So, but we've got a lot going on. Tiger Woods is back.
Yes.
Everyone,
he is.
Second.
He
yes.
Is he?
Yes. He's.
Okay.
He is
well,
back.
We're hoping.
He tied for second, right. You know, his last tour. And then now we've got the Arnold Palmer Championship coming up this weekend. And he's slated to win
that. And
I'm
pulling for Tiger. Me after, too. You know, I'm not condoning what he did off the, you know, course. But, you know, I want to see, like, the young players, too, to be able to see, like, what he can do. Because I think they don't, you know, a lot of people don't know. Like, even these millennials, do they know about Tiger Woods?
He's more of a
prime.
Legend and a myth.
Right.
Yeah.
42 years old, coming back from injuries.
42, I mean, that's nothing in golf, though.
I mean, but his injuries make him like a, you know, 74-year-old. So
but I'm pulling for Tiger. Yes. I want to see Tiger back.
Me too. So it's going to be
a good weekend
for
the sport, if you really think about it. For golf. He is, he's, you know, mainstream people would watch golf because of Tiger, not because of golf.
Yeah.
That is a fact. Because I don't care, but I
could
care less
about golf. Another legend that's back, Serena Williams in the tennis world. Her sister beat her in their last match. So it's a biggie. Serena.
That was kind of surprising because she is better than Venus, right?
She does hold isn't she always season. Better?
Yeah.
Venus hasn't won against her sister in 4 years, so this is a big deal. It's at the Paraba, and they're coming back strong. So
and didn't Serena just have a baby?
She did.
Like
she took
like
a year off.
A year ago? Like just, but it feels like it just happened.
Yeah, this is her first match in a year. So I mean, she did well, but it's just, you know, kind of a boost or a little, you know, hit to the ego when your older sister beats
Are you a tennis fan at all?
I mean, I like to watch it. I'll watch Wimbledon and the U.S. Open and stuff. But I would say I'm a fan. I'm a fan of certain times, you know?
Got it.
Sure. Well, we've got Wimbledon coming up and the French Open.
I like watching men more than women.
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
Well, Roger Federer.
Sorry. Andre Agassi. And, like, I love, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I kind of go old school.
So you know all about Roger Federer then? Oh, yeah. All right, well, he's slaying the game right now, too. So.
Still? He's been slaying the game for like 77 years.
Still, yes.
He's pretty amazing.
So, yeah, that's our news. It's Becky with the good news.
Becky with the good news.
We need a song.
We do.
I told you the song I want, but I think you got offended by my song. NFL free agency, it is here. It is exciting. I mean, I don't know. Like, when you texted me, because I didn't know yet about Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
I got so excited.
I mean,
I'm not, you know, a Packers fan or, you know, it just, I don't know. It was just exciting news, though, just to see so much action right now.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
I thought it was huge, especially Kirk Cousins going to the Vikings.
Oh, my God. And again, let's go over 3 years, $84 million guaranteed.
Yep.
Can we talk about that? It's guaranteed. There's never really fully guaranteed money in the NFL.
Yeah, for a lot of people who don't know about NFL contracts, they're probably the only sport where their money is not guaranteed.
And in a lot of times, the heavy weight of the contract is at the back end.
Right. Like the NHL and MLB, they get guaranteed. Yeah, this is huge.
Right.
Yeah.
So the NFL, no. Considering that kind of sport you think it should be, but it's not. So he really, to me, I think set the bar now for what these players can make in quarterbacks.
Well, he gambled on himself. He was franchised by the Redskins twice.
Right.
He said, you know what? You franchise me. I'm going to bet on myself and I'm going to play well. And he did.
Right.
And he got rewarded with a guaranteed contract. Now he has to live up to his hype, to his, I wouldn't say name. I don't know where I would rate Kirk Cousins as a quarterback. Fringe top 10, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't have a list of quarterbacks in front of me, but listen, with that Vikings team, they are good enough to win the Super Bowl if he plays well.
Because, that's what I think. With
honestly,
Keenum,
they could have won it last year with Case.
Mm-hmm. How much was his agent a part of this negotiation? Like, how much was it, you know, was this a lot of him or?
We're talking about him or Richard Sherman? Because Richard Sherman, no agent.
We're still talking about Cousins, but just I wonder how much went into that.
I mean, it's funny because I think that we all knew, I think that was the big thing, the free agency was him, right? The majority of what people were talking about was where's Kirk Cousins going to land? And when he said his farewell to the Redskins, it's funny. Did you know that he tagged the Vikings?
And the Jets.
And the Jets. You saw that, right?
Yep.
I don't know if that was by accident or what that was.
Oh, no, that
what
was
that?
That was, hey, start the bidding war, fellas.
That's what I think, too. And then he deleted it, though, which is funny.
You can't delete anything off the internet.
And I thought for a while that he might have gone to the Broncos.
Yeah, but then, you know, for the past week, it's just been Jets and Vikings. And the Broncos, I'm surprised they signed Case. Let's not get into it now, but, you know, I thought they were more in rebuilding mode. But
I thought so, too.
We can get into that in a little bit.
And Sam Bradford going to Arizona.
That was, just...
So Teddy Bridgewater now will stay under...
Well, they're thinking he might go to the Jets now.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's not official. But
Because Teddy, I know, wants to stay, but he wants to be the starter, of course.
Yeah, he's not going to start in Minnesota now.
No.
No, no way.
So it's, a lot of exciting.
Yeah.
A lot of exciting news. And then another thing that people, you know, maybe don't know yet, the Packers cut Jordy Nelson.
Yes.
And I'm hearing from a lot of people that Aaron Rodgers is not happy about this. And he's saying, you know, whether this is going to happen or not, that he's going to hold out.
Really?
Unless Jordy
where'd you hear that?
Of one of my insiders for Green Bay Packers.
Inside info. After Buzz TV.
So I don't know if this is true, but... He may just
interesting. Well, he got Jimmy Graham,
right?
I mean, Jimmy Graham.
But Jordy and him are actually friends. You know how that happens.
Yeah, and Jordy is a phenomenal wide receiver.
But Jordy Nelson is going to meet with the Raiders tomorrow.
Mm. With the Raiders,
wow. Mm-hmm.
The Raiders tomorrow, and then I know the Seahawks and the Niners are interested.
I would like to see him in San Francisco. I would love to see him with Garoppolo.
Oh, like Jimmy G.
Yeah.
But
the other Jimmy G, Jimmy Graham, I mean, I don't think Aaron Rodgers really has had a tight end.
He hasn't like that.
I mean, he had Richard Rodgers, who's kind of hit or miss, but he hasn't had anyone like Jimmy Graham. And I think, I mean, for all your fantasy football players out there, he's scoring at least, 15 touchdowns this year. Has to be. He gets in the red zone. He's scoring every game. This is huge.
And your Seahawks.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up with that?
I mean, that's a whole rebuilding now.
I'm still deciding. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Oh, now CeCe's jumping ship like Petey Carroll shit too, right?
Technically, I'm Rams in my blood. I came out of the womb a Rams fan. But, you know, I got to stick by my Pittsburgh team. But then Seattle, you know, there's a lot happening in my head, guys.
So what are you most excited about, Josh, when it comes to these signings today? Because there's going to be continuing to be more.
It's just... There's not one in particular that I'm excited about. I'm happy for Cleveland, just that they're kind of making some moves where they're not going to be absolutely terrible. I think they're going to be absolutely average, but I think Browns fans now have something to look forward to this year.
I think so, too. And if you really think about it, you know, I was looking at their stats. 10 games that they had, they lost by less, you know, than a touchdown. Yeah. It was like a field goal. It was by sometimes 2 points. I mean... So that tells a lot. I know that doesn't matter when it comes to win and loss column, but 10 games that they were in it, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And you know, and the GM Dorsey, he's actually really trying to do everything he can. He's, you know, he's doing everything, you know, and I'm actually really impressed with the moves he's making.
And they have good skill position players. I mean, Tyrod is, listen, he does have a nice completion percentage, and those who advocate for him will give you his touchdown to interception ratio, even though he doesn't make a lot of plays. They don't really expand an offense with him, but he's not going to turn the ball over. You have Josh Gordon. Right. Now you have Jarvis Landry. You had the first pick in the draft.
Saquon Barkley.
And then you think that's where they're going to go?
I think they go that for running back, because in the fourth pick, I think, this is just me, they go Sam Darnold.
You think Darnold's still going to be around?
Okay, and I'm saying in a perfect world, yeah.
Okay, because I think Darnold goes to the Giants if Barkley goes first.
You want him to go to the Giants. Don't be biased. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
But in a perfect world, but then at the same time, you know, isn't that where quarterbacks go to die?
It's Cleveland.
No, but
I don't know much, but I know the Browns.
Yeah.
You only get excited for the Cavs there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you basically only watch basketball in Cleveland.
The Indians lately.
Yeah, but they still...
They had their shot last year.
Yeah, and they choked in the World Series when they were there. So. Yeah. Anyways, but I'm actually happy for Cleveland, because you do want them to do well, I think, right? I think everyone kind of feels bad for Cleveland.
Yeah, the fan base is so loyal. I can't think of another loyal fan.
The dog pound.
You go every year, you sit in the cold, and you watch your team not win a game.
And there's so much history there when you think about, like, just Cleveland as a whole, and Canton's right down the street, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Bernie Kosar. I mean, come on.
There's some history.
No, there is.
You got to have something there, I guess.
And let's talk about my Niners, Richard Sherman. I mean, it's crazy to me because, can I be honest, like, he was like the enemy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like him.
Do you like him now?
I have to. Yeah. And, you know, I actually kind of like that he did his own deal. He's not getting paid a lot. Mm-hmm. He's got incentives and so forth, you know, but let's see. Let's see what happens, right?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, listen, they didn't lose a game when Garoppolo started last year. And granted, you know, it was the end of the season and teams weren't used to Garoppolo, didn't have tape on him. But now you add something to the defense as well. Listen, the 49ers are going to be, they're going to be a piece of work.
Yeah, they're going to be good. It was funny, when I was coming back from San Jose, I ran into not one, but two 49ers. I ran into Jerry Rice, who is actually going to be coming on the show. He's going to come on tonight, but he'll be on in a couple weeks. And Patrick Willis.
Oh, wow.
Who was I feel like once Patrick left, the defense just kind of...
He was the personality. He was the attitude.
Him and Navarro Bowman.
Yeah.
And they both said, this Niners team is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Jimmy G has brought in... literally, like, excitement. When they played Jacksonville Jaguars at the end of the season, which the game meant nothing to the 49ers, that locker room was on fire. Mm. It was like they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. And I think a lot of free agents, like we're seeing, want to go play.
And then Richard Sherman brings that attitude to the defensive side of the ball now, too.
So and they now need they that have. Gritty kind of, yeah. you know,
so
someone
how,
who's.
How is that going to be, though, for the Seahawks? I mean, how do you think it's going to affect their defense?
I think it's the end of an era.
The Legion of the Boom is gone.
It's done. Michael Bennett's on the Eagles now.
I know.
Like, it's not.
And Cliff Avery, we don't even know if he's going to come back.
I'm sorry, Becky.
So much has changed.
Yeah, you're going to be rooting for Pittsburgh for a little bit.
All right.
Like Earl Thomas, I think he's the only one who's left in that.
I just think a lot of people are wondering how that's going to affect Seahawks going forward. So.
Well, I'm happy because I'm not a Seahawks fan at all.
It's definitely the end of an era in Seattle.
Sure.
I mean, as long as you have Russell Wilson as your quarterback.
Of course.
I think you have some faith, but.
And Sierra.
It's okay, Beth. You have the Steelers.
I have the Steelers. I have the Rams. Right. Well.
Now, that division's going to be tough, though, because, you know, as much as I want the Niners to win that division, it's still going to be tough. The Rams are still.
Yeah.
The Rams have beat up Marcus Peters.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Yeah. That's going to be a tough division.
Yeah. The Rams might be the best team in the NFC.
I know. Yeah, so that's why I'm all excited.
Hold on, I'm so excited.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl. That was kind of, you know, hyperbole, but, you know, they're beefing up that defense.
My dad in Poland right now is so happy.
Goff has the year under his belt, more experience.
They're just going to be better than they were. So that's why it's going to be really tough to win that division.
Goff is so good.
I'm talking about my Niners. It's going to be tough.
It's them and the Rams. Seahawks? I think they're going to
be. Yeah, I think so too. Woo! We need a song for that. Sorry, Seahawks fans. What else? So we have free agency wise. God, I mean, there's so Sam Bradford. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you just don't care, but Arizona needed a quarterback. We knew that, and you look at the Kurt Warners and different, you know, quarterbacks they've had, and they do well with that. So I mean, and you throw in the Larry Fitzgerald.
I like Sam Bradford. He just can't stay in the field.
I know, and he's always hurt.
He's made of glass.
He is like. You know, I said that me and my dad were talking. The first thing he said, he'll be hurt after the second game.
Yeah, he's right.
And I loved him. You know, even though he went to Oklahoma and I'm a Longhorn, I've always pulled for him because he's a humble kid and Don't you want to like him?
Yeah.
Want
and when he's healthy, he plays decent.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a bad quarterback. He just can't stay on the field.
Right. And I don't think he's really shown what he can do.
I agree.
That's what I kind of want. I just want a guy to have his fair shot.
I mean, he has weapons. David Johnson will be back. Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitz, come on.
So we'll see.
Yeah. What else have we got, Josh?
Well, my Giants signed Jonathan Stewart.
Which that's right. That's a...
I don't hate it or love it.
There was so nothing there.
I know, there was nothing in that.
There was nothing there.
They need to beef up their line. I mean, without the line, you don't have a run game to begin with.
Right.
So, I mean, Jonathan Stewart, he's getting up there in age. So
I like
Jonathan Stewart, but he's an older running back.
He is. He's a little beat up, too.
Right, so he's not going to carry the workload that you wanted to carry. Then on top of that, you don't have a line to protect for him. You know what I mean? But I do like Jonathan Stewart. I think he was actually misused a lot in Carolina, so maybe he can have like a resurgence under the Giants. I mean, he didn't see the ball that much last year. Christian McCaffrey coming in, so maybe he's a little fresher than I am going to anticipate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm more concerned about the line. Allen Robinson going to the Bears.
I know.
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be interesting, too. Yeah. There are some that really make sense, and aren't there some that you're kind of wondering how it's going to go and how it's going to gel?
But Trubisky now has a target, so we'll see what he does with that.
And Danny Amendola is going to the Dolphins.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that.
Interesting. That's the first thing I thought. Well, interesting.
The Dolphins. Why is that interesting for people who don't know?
The Dolphins are getting rid of everybody. Like, they're getting rid of Sue. They're getting rid of Jarvis Landry.
Just cleaning the slate.
They're just trying to rebrand.
Generate something.
Yeah. And I think Amendola is actually a good person to rebrand with. I mean,
I just thought the Patriots would have kept him for
the Patriots?
You didn't think they would have, especially how clutch he is in the playoffs?
Yeah, but Belichick just recycles players.
Yeah, I know. And
he Chris Hogan's
and I'm
there.
Taller than him, by the way.
You're taller than Bill Belichick.
No, Danny Amendola. Danny Amendola. Who isn't taller than Danny Amendola?
What is he, like 5?
I don't know, 5'7"?
Have you met him in person?
I've been next to him, and I think maybe in heels.
So what you're saying is put me in, coach.
Saying he did. I'm impressed for how well he does being undersized. Is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Well, you guys want to talk about Cousins and Keenum? Just kind of the comparison.
Cousins and Keenum. Cousins is definitely the better quarterback to me. What do you think, Cousins?
Do
you think Case is going to do well in Denver?
I don't know, because you think about him, it's a whole different offense, a whole different situation. He did so well with the Vikings, but you wonder was that it? That one time for them to, can they repeat it?
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Because the way they played against Philadelphia in that NFC Championship game, I was like, is that the real Vikings?
That was one game. But Denver, I think Denver should be in rebuild mode. I don't think the rest of your team is, you can get a Case Keenum and he might be a pretty good quarterback, but he's not going to win you more than 2 extra games. That team is not good right now. They need to completely rebuild.
Yeah. It's just crazy to me because the quarterbacks we're talking about, you correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of them, you may think we're more of a backup quarterback and they're the starters. When I'm thinking about like other genres, other, years of the quarterback, you look at the quarterbacks who are like future Hall of Famers and they're I'm not that impressed with these.
Right.
These quarterbacks is what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Well, Cousins hasn't won one championship game, or playoff game.
No, it's not even a playoff game.
You're giving an $84
But he loves dogs. But he loves dogs. He's a good guy when it comes to dogs because I co-hosted the Puppy Bowl with him.
I love dogs. I'll take $84 million to throw football.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
Or throw you in. I mean, clearly you're fit for the game here.
I'm like Danny Amendola.
There we go.
But I'm excited. And there's going to be a lot more action.
Yep.
Is there anything else that any other moves that you think are going
to
happen?
Sammy Watkins to the Chief. I think he extends the field a little more. Now you have Tyreek Hill. You have two guys who can go deep. And I think that actually opens up the middle for Travis Kelce to have a bigger season.
That's true.
It's going to open up a little bit for Kareem Hunt. I think, the Chiefs, they lost Alex Smith and then they got rid of Marcus Peters. I think a lot of people were down on them. But I do think that they're going to be fine next year. So,
but they will...
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Well,
choke.
Alex Smith's not the quarterback anymore.
I know,
Patrick Mahomes does.
I don't know.
You think that's part of their mantra?
I hate to say that because I'm not anti-Chiefs. It just kind of seems in their DNA. There's certain teams that just choke.
Yeah.
I don't care how loud their fans are.
Like the Washington Capitals. Washington Capitals. Take notes.
And talking about, your Giants and God, I swear I saw there was I think Odell Beckham.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Was he doing something like, I don't know.
Do you know what she's talking
crazy
about?
Crazy, inappropriate.
Man, I know all too well.
You do?
I think the entire nation knows all too well.
And I'm going to be honest, as a Cowboys fan, I felt for him because did he think that that girl was going to Snapchat?
Yes, always. If you were on a platform like this, I will fight to my death that if you were a celebrity, athlete, star of any kind, if you are near, if you're around anybody, be prepared for that camera to be on you.
I think, though, at that point, from what I've read, you may know more. I think that's his girlfriend.
That I don't know.
She's an Instagram model, might I add.
I think she was a model, but I know if that's his
Instagram
girlfriend.
Model. Yeah. Make sure you say
we
that.
We all are.
IG model.
You
makes
ain't
it
a
different.
Real model.
Because it's IG, what I'm saying is she wants to make sure she films her stuff.
Yes.
Okay, I know he's smoking a blunt, so maybe he's high, but when there's all that going on and she's filming, don't you say, I don't care if it's your wife. Like, don't put that away.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Yes. And then she's got the old, you know, like what you think of back in the day, the credit card with the Coke. Oh, man. It's like, is this happening right now?
It was happening.
It happened a lot.
And then he's talking about, you know, hook up with my friend. I don't know. Everything about it was bad, Josh.
Yeah, it was. Now, do you think there should be a penalty for it?
The problem is, I don't know what the Giants plan to do. You said the GM is probably going to.
Yeah, Gettleman has been a hard ass. That's his reputation. You know, he'll cut someone right away. I know he did that his first day in there. But he's not going to do it to Beckham. I'll tell you that.
Right.
But
I think, though, regardless, he lost millions in that 6 seconds.
I agree. I think he's going to hit.
Millions.
I agree. I think he's not going to cut him. He's probably not going to suspend him, but he's going to get him where it hurts, and that's his wallet with contract negotiations.
And I talked to Michael Irvin, who is all too familiar with this kind of situation, and he said, you know, that Odell had said, I want to be the top five player, contract-wise. He said, no longer.
No.
He said, and he's going to lose all his endorsements, and he's still going to get paid. I'm not saying he's not going to get paid, but he lost millions.
Yeah.
So endorsement money and also contract money as well. Man, that's tough.
Yeah, it'll sink you. I mean, it just proves that any platform like that on social media will sink you if you're on, you
and
know,
the Giants have, so level. They have now, they can, you know, go, hey, you know, they have something now.
Right.
Some ammunition to say, hey, we're not going to pay you that because of this.
And she deleted
her Snapchat and her Instagram.
It's just too bad because I feel like I said before the show started, I feel like, you know, what they do on their own time is their own time. However, there are rules. And if you're an NFL player at that level, you should be upholding those rules. I don't know.
And we're talking about drugs here. This is...
Yeah, that's
Coke.
Major.
You think
Roger, he wasn't doing it, but...
You think Roger Goodell's going to come down with anything?
I feel like he has to. He went down on Tom Brady and Ezekiel Elliott.
But those were, like, Ezekiel Elliott was like a domestic, he wasn't even arrested, which was.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a completely different situation. They did their own investigations. The NFL, it's hard to tell what they go after and why they go after for the amount that they go after.
Because the police didn't convict and never found anything on Ezekiel. But then the NFL, decided to. So I think, you know, I don't know. Like, me personally, I know a lot of us don't care as long as they produce on the field. But these guys are considered role models and there's actual video that's going to be there forever.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I mean, especially with the marijuana policy that they have, he was.
And you can see the blunt. I mean, it's really.
Apart from the cocaine, there was definitely a blunt and pizza. I mean, I guess you get hungry.
got the munchies. Come on, Becky.
Wait, do you know if there's something in, like, just the rule book where it's like you have to fail a drug test?
Yes. So they are going to test him, too. Mm-hmm. You know they'll test him.
They're going to test him. But let's just say he passes the drug
test. Yeah, I don't think he was doing the coke.
No, he wasn't doing coke, but he's obviously, he was smoking weed.
He was smoking weed.
He was smoking weed. But let's just say he passes a drug test. Now,
but we don't know what was happening.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That wasn't recorded, technically.
Right. But now do you have any, aside from the video, though,
But you're right. He was, and he wasn't smoking it. He actually was holding it.
Exactly.
So I know what you're saying.
Right. He could easily
a drug test will reveal all of that, I suppose. So here we
go. You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
How long does that stay in your system?
7 to 14 days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Weed stays in a long time.
Weed's a month, I think.
Oh, is it a month?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Coke, I know the guys would sweat it out, a couple, it comes out right away,
I think marijuana is usually typically 30
days. He's in a bad spot.
Yeah. So
he's in a bad spot.
You'll hear it first here on our show.
And I mean that was my favorite commercial with him and Eli, Dirty Dancing.
That was the best commercial of the Super Bowl.
And now
he had the time of his life and all that.
And I was I really was shocked to see that. Because you would think nowadays players would just get it. Like, no, I don't want this out there. And, well, and just social media can bring you down.
What a terrible call by, you know, his girlfriend, wife, whoever was taking this video.
It's not his wife.
Okay. Well, who was
IG model girlfriend.
That's right. Okay. But, I mean, my goodness, it's just a terrible.
And why did she delete all of her accounts?
Right.
She probably got hate mail from Giant fans.
I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness.
And maybe he told him her to.
Oh, you shut it down. Sure. Don't want to.
Could you see the snap after, right?
Which
she's
one?
Kissing him in bed.
Oh, God, I didn't see that.
And he's, like, sleeping. Why are he sleeping?
I don't know. It's just
he just smoked
wrong.
A blunt.
It's
he's sleeping, and now you're gonna like kiss all over him, and then she's like this, like I'm all. Oh,
yeah, one. I mean, one mistake will significantly impact
get rid
his
of her.
Now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he probably already got rid of her.
Like that, right? Yeah. Right when it came out.
Mm-hmm. You just cost me $5 to $10 million.
Millions.
Yeah. And her reputation. That's even more than money. But
right. Well, I hope the best for him. You know, as a Cowboys fan, because I just.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's just a bad deal, right?
It's terrible.
You know, he is still a kid. He's young still.
Is he, though? I mean, this is
You know what I mean. He's still young.
I mean, he's still young.
He's 23
but I mean,
years old.
You've been a pro for a while now.
I know.
You should know better.
He should.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to help him here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
so,
that.
So, we'll see. Other news. March Madness.
Yes!
One of my favorite times of the year.
Yes. Let's do it.
My birthday on the 15th, March Madness.
It's a good time of year.
Yeah, it's perfect. And we all have our brackets.
Yes, we do.
And I know they're not all the same. Well, we can bring up, is that mine? I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see. Is that mine?
The first one's yours.
And then we'll bring up Josh's, too. And then
and Becky and then has
no, I, mine is insignificant, y'all.
don't say that. You'd be surprised who wins these pools.
Actually,
yes.
On ESPN, I submitted mine. I want that $10,000.
There you
Amazon
go.
Oh, did you do it?
Get it,
heck,
Becky.
Yes.
Let's go.
And you can, everyone else, if you want to make yours, go on to ESPN.com, submit it. It's all good.
Yeah, a free plug to ESPN.
You know what? You got to love
ESPN.
Because
they need
it. Yeah.
it's easy to fill out in print, and you can submit like 10, I think.
The one that I didn't like about this bracket is I couldn't see the records.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But do we kind of just want to go through? Let's kind of like go through a couple of the.
Let's
start
let's
with the
Becky.
South.
You go through.
Start with the South.
Because I can't
Becky.
See, so you can.
I had the Virginia Cavs taking the South.
Yeah,
Southland. There.
You have them winning the whole.
Wait,
South.
Do you have them winning the whole thing?
No. Just for
oh,
the South.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's go game by game. Let's go game by game.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a lot. It's still Virginia for me.
Okay, so first game, I got Virginia. Virginia.
I do too.
Okay.
Ooh, all right. We're all there.
Okay.
The second game, Kansas.
You got
I have Kansas State too.
I have Creighton.
Mm.
Good. I like it.
I like it
well,
too.
It's 8-9 seed.
Yeah, so that can go either way.
Right.
Okay, and then we have the next game, Kentucky. I have Kentucky.
I have Kentucky, too.
I have Kentucky.
But I wanted to pull for Davidson. You know?
I wanted to as well, but Kentucky's been playing very
really well
as of late. And I think sometimes in these tournaments, you have to ride the hot hand.
Right.
So I'm going with Kentucky. And you know they're recruiting the best talent in the nation. Calipari just does that. So
Arizona and Buffalo. I got Arizona.
I took the upset.
Really?
I like
with
it.
Buffalo because they've been playing really well, Buffalo, and Arizona getting in trouble and all this stuff. I wanted to, like, I don't know.
I like
I'm not saying I'm taking them
like
all the way,
Cinderella
Buffalo.
Story. That's
I have my understanding. I have my other Cinderella coming up.
Okay,
after.
I have Arizona. I have Arizona in that
all
game.
All right, okay.
This side of the table. All right, Miami and La Jolla.
Loyola Chicago. That is my Cinderella team.
Hey, me too.
You did it.
Well, I'm kind of Cinderella.
I have Miami because I've got friends that
Michael
there,
will be happy the U, but I couldn't take the U.
Yeah, actually, I have a friend who actually works for the Miami basketball program. I'm sorry, Zach.
They're
I
on
have
a 10-game win streak.
Yeah.
And they
good.
High field goal percentage. And you know what? They're holding teams to 62 points a game.
There you go. And with these mid-majors, I'll watch the conference tournaments, and right away, I'm like, do they pass the eye test? Because you got to picture them playing against major conference teams, and they did right away. And I was like, you know what? That's a team I'm going to pick. Miami, to me, is kind of wishy-washy.
They
have an NBA prospect, but...
And they're ranked 25th man-to-man.
There you go.
That's what he does. Play zone.
There you go.
I like them, you know? Right. So we'll see.
Well, we got a lot to go through here.
Okay.
We got Tennessee and Wright.
I got Tennessee.
Tennessee.
We've got Nevada and Texas.
I want to go UNR, but I can't go against my Longhorns.
I
had
to. Texas,
so I had to go
Texas
hook
too.
Up.
Wait,
oh, you
do? You have the Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Shoot. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Look at
this. Okay. Next one is Cincinnati. By the way, I want to say hello to Renee and Matt. Thanks for joining on the chat.
Hello.
Love having you here.
Woo. And then I've got Cincinnati. I've got Cincinnati
Georgia.
Taking this up.
You got Georgia State?
I got Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm
15 seed.
I'll take
it. All right, take
that's
it.
My Cinderella. I had to pick one.
Okay.
Moving on. So then we have Virginia and Kansas, same bracket.
I got Kansas State going, moving on.
I have Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You have Kansas State beating Virginia.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay. I went Big 12, and I like how Kansas State's playing.
Okay.
And then I think we all went Kentucky, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
I pushed Buffalo one game, but I had to go. Yeah. Once they play.
So yeah. You have Kentucky then winning it. You have.
No, and then Loyola Chicago I have beating Tennessee. Yeah, right. I'm pushing them through. And then I've got Cincinnati beating Texas, and then Kentucky, Cincinnati, and I'm taking Cincinnati.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
All right.
Who do you have?
Okay, so I'll who go do you have next, winning I guess. The South? So yeah. I have Kentucky winning the South. I have them beating Virginia. Virginia just lost DeAndre Hunter, who was one of their best forwards off the bench, and I think that's going to hurt them a lot against a hot Kentucky
but
team.
They're going to
listen. Virginia's one of the best defensive teams in the nation. They always are, but they always disappoint in March. And against a team like Kentucky, I just think it's a bad matchup. So I have Kentucky beating Virginia. I have Loyola Chicago going all the way to the Elite Eight.
Playing. Do you really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I have Texas beating Cincinnati.
Oh, actually, right. I do too. Yes.
I have Miami and Virginia, and Virginia's Miami? Taking it. So
okay, so you have Virginia, I have Kentucky, and you have
Cincinnati.
All right.
We should put some money on this.
I like it.
Let's go to the West. Let's just do the first round games, and then we'll go to who we have winning the region.
I agree. So we've got Xavier and NCC.
Xavier. I'm a big Xavier fan.
Ohio all the way.
I have Xavier. Yeah.
Me too. Missouri and Florida.
Florida State.
Missouri.
Yeah,
I think Michael Porter Jr. comes back, and I think he actually has a good tournament.
Too.
Yeah, he didn't have his game. His first game back was that, but I think he just needed his legs underneath him.
It's going to be good. OSU, South Dakota.
I got OSU.
South Dakota, the Jackrabbits, baby. They do good in the tournament. I like their uniforms. They're dope, so I'm going with them.
Oh, we're going that route. Okay.
I'm going to take a 12 seed over a 5th seed, just because they're...
And I'm going to say majority of us have Gonzaga.
Yes.
Right. Spokane in the house.
Yes.
What about San Diego State, Houston?
I have San Diego State.
So do I.
They looked really good in their conference
tournament.
Good. Houston, I'm just not a believer in. I've seen a couple games. Like I said, I'm big on eye test. They didn't pass it to me, so I'm going San Diego State.
They've fallen down a little bit. I picked Houston, but I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Michigan, Montana. I got Michigan.
Michigan.
You can't go out Michigan. Texas A&M, Providence. I love Providence, so I'm going Providence.
This is such a toss-up for me.
They always play so well.
I saw A&M play in the beginning of the year. And I like them a lot. They lost their best player. I'm going A&M, though.
Mm,
I think he's back.
I went A&M, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then A&M UNC.
UNC.
Texas. UNC, yeah.
Yeah, UNC.
Okay. Yep.
So who do you have winning?
I have Xavier winning the West.
Okay.
I have Xavier winning the West.
I have Michigan winning the West.
I have Michigan and Xavier playing, and then...
Okay. So do I.
And then Xavier winning.
I don't. I have UNC. I love it.
It's possible, yeah. UNC's playing pretty well.
I just hate always picking those big powerhouse guys. I don't want them in my Final Four.
Yeah, I never picked Duke.
I know.
All right, let's go real quick through the East.
All right.
Villanova and...
I got Nova.
Nova,
yep.
Yeah.
Virginia and Alabama.
I got Virginia.
Bama.
I got Virginia.
Do you?
Yeah. I like Bama a lot.
I can't do World Tide Roll.
Honestly, if Bama was in another part of the bracket, I think I would have picked them going Sweet 16 and Elite 8, but I don't like their matchup against Nova next round.
Oh, Bernard. Yeah, Bernard. Bernard says I'm winning the bracket. Holla!
Bernard, you didn't even see the bracket. You haven't even seen my bracket, Bernard.
I will share my $10,000
He didn't
Amazon
like you saying
card.
That you were going for a team with their jerseys.
our live chat's live.
I'm going Murray State. Again, for West Virginia,
because
I like Murray State.
That is a very popular pick. What do you have?
I have West Virginia.
I think that's going to be a very close game. I like West Virginia. I think they play defense. I play that full court press. I like West Virginia a lot. I just think they got. I think Murray State got matched up with the wrong team. I think I would have picked them otherwise. Mm-hmm.
You would have?
Yeah.
I like them a lot.
That's going to be a tough draw for sure. Wichita and Marshall.
I got Wichita State.
Me too.
I have Marshall.
Do you?
I don't like Wichita this year. I've been a fan of them in previous years, but this year they don't play defense, and they sometimes want to move. They move the ball sometimes. Yeah. They just, I don't know. Prime time upset there.
We are Marshall, as they say. All right. Florida and
St. Bonaventure. Yep. Who won St. Bonaventure UCLA game?
They're playing right now.
Yeah. So
in the first four.
Either way, I'm going Florida.
Josh is going to overthink it, according to Bernard.
Okay.
He's really live. Fair
enough.
He's
fair
lit
enough,
tonight.
Bernard.
And then we've got Texas Tech.
In Austin.
Yes.
Yep. Steve Austin. Yeah, so I'm going Texas Tech. Texas.
Tech. Mm-hmm. You going Tech?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to instead of Steve
Again,
Austin.
Texas and then, all across the board.
And if you're wondering what Josh is looking down at, it's my dog.
Hello.
Faith Hill is here.
Faith Hill in the house.
And then we've got Arkansas Butler. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Butler, so I'm going Butler.
I'm going Arkansas.
I went Arkansas, too.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Butler, to be completely honest.
Oh, God, they're a good basketball school. And then we've got Purdue. And Fullerton. I mean, that is a no-brainer.
Yeah, Purdue.
I thought you were going to do Fullerton.
No, Purdue. I actually am a big fan of Purdue. I had Purdue winning it last year.
I have Purdue winning the East.
Oh, really?
Oh, uh-huh. I have Purdue all the way to Villanova, and I have to go with Nova because
I have Villanova and Purdue playing. Exactly.
I have West Virginia winning the East.
Do you?
I love their
full court
press.
So we have all different, which is good.
Well, we have, but we have Nova and Purdue playing together.
Okay.
All right, our Midwest, Kansas and Penn State.
Kansas,
likewise. Mm-hmm. You as well?
Yep.
Perfect. We have Seton and...
I've got Seton Hall.
Yep.
Seton Hall.
Seton Hall, and clearly I don't know how to pronounce their name, so I don't know the either.
The Pirates.
I'm being honest with you guys. I'm hockey, racing, all that.
Jersey stand-up.
Oh, love that. Okay. Yeah. I picked NC on that one, though. That's because I don't know anything about Seton.
8-9, toss-up.
Clemson and New Mexico. This one
Clemson Tigers. I've got Clemson winning the Midwest.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Yes. I have them against Oklahoma. Hold up. I'll explain that in a minute.
Okay.
I'll explain that in a minute.
Oklahoma.
I'll explain that in a minute.
Okay. All right. But I have Clemson winning this game, this particular game.
I'm taking them all the way.
Okay. Having some good games happen. Anyway, Auburn and Charleston. There's so much to say. Auburn and Charleston.
Auburn.
Yeah.
I have Auburn, too.
ASU, TCU.
I got the Horned Frogs, TCU.
I have Arizona State beating Syracuse, and I have Arizona State beating TCU.
Okay. And then you've got Michigan Bucknell. You got Michigan State. Of course. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then you are, I love Rhode Island, so I got to go.
I like a lot. Yeah.
I went Oklahoma.
So why'd you go Oklahoma?
Why? Sooners.
Why?
I love me some Trae Young. I know they're playing different.
See, I knew it was some reason.
No. I knew. Okay, they came out hot. I know that they kind of fell off in February. But
big time. Sorry.
I can't believe she's talking Sooners right now.
But Boomer Sooner all the way. So.
Ah, okay. You're saying that to a Longhorn.
Listen, if Trae Young gets hot, honestly.
That's how we got him in the middle of
you
us.
You can.
I know, Trae, when he's on
if
fire.
If he gets hot. So I have Kansas coming out of that bracket.
Okay.
And so obviously you picked Duke, right?
I picked Duke, yes.
For the last game.
Oh, and you did too, didn't you?
Kansas versus Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grayson Allen's going to be a monster in the tournament.
So who was your Midwest pick?
Kansas.
I had Oklahoma.
I got
haters be hating. So mine was UVA, Villanova, Xavier, Oklahoma.
And I've got Cincinnati, Purdue, Xavier, and Clemson.
Kentucky, Michigan, West Virginia, right. Kansas.
I just like to go fun with it.
Who's your championship game, guys?
I've got Purdue winning it all.
Ooh.
Really? Versus who?
Yeah. Xavier.
Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I went 89-62.
Mm. So a blowout.
Damn.
89-82.
Oh.
No, not 62. Sorry.
And it's 89. Not even going to be close.
89-82.
All right.
Purdue-Xavier.
I have Kansas over Kentucky.
Mm.
67-61.
Yeah, see, I just hate those two teams in it again.
I know. But
you know?
Kansas is so consistent. I think Kentucky's hot.
Bob Selfie, he was talking to me. Bob's talking about how great Kansas is going to be again in these games.
Noah versus who?
Xavier.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean,
who do you have?
I'm not going to lie.
You have Xavier winning the whole thing?
No, I have Villanova. But I mean,
I thought you said Oklahoma.
Villanova, but two of the tough, like the best players, you know, in the NCAA, I'm all about that. And they're a tough playing team. I think it's going to come out with
Nova. I can't fault you for that. You know, you have one of the best players in the tournament who can carry you. So why not?
Heck yeah. I didn't pick a score, though, you guys. I totally opted out. I was really,
it's hard.
I was scared. I was really scared about picking that score.
Well, there we go. I like it. We all have different, way different
But we
brackets,
need to, I feel like
fun.
We need to have something on the table. But like, we need to... what?
Our live chat is just fantastic. You are missing out, folks, if you're not live chat.
He said something
about Bernard's on fire right now.
I had to take a pie to the face or something like
that.
You?
Yeah.
He said,
wow.
Y'all need to tweet all three of your brackets. Becky is going to win the bracket. It's always the Beckys that win. Aww. Becky with the good hair. Josh is going to overthink it.
Yep.
Prop bet Josh takes a pie to the face if Becky beats him. Oh.
Okay. I'll do it.
What does Bonnie Jill get in all of this?
Wow.
I'll take a pie to the face.
Oh, gosh.
You want to shake on it?
All right. So
on the show.
Yes. Yeah. Villanova, Kansas, and Purdue.
And Purdue.
All right. We have a really interesting.
Yeah.
Are we going to put any? We're going to put anything down on
we
it?
We should. A pie so far.
A pie to the face.
And I need to pick scores. I'll think about that.
And then
that
you
overnight.
Wanted the nacho fries from Taco Bell. And Josh Jamal. Both?
No. I'll change up my bet and go for Wingstop fries and buffalo wings.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
What about yours? What's yours?
I don't know.
Okay. Think
just,
on it.
Maybe just bring me Girl Scout cookies.
I've got
Thin Mints.
Oh gosh. I have three boxes, everyone, in my
of Thin Mints?
Not Thin Mints. Tagalongs in my
How
cupboard.
How do you
I'm
have
not
no
proud.
Thin Mints? You ate them all?
I don't know about it.
I want a thin crust pepperoni pie from Fresh Brothers, light on the sauce, well done.
Ooh. Garlic sauce on the side? Or?
No, okay. just pepperoni pie.
Okay.
Well, bets are in. Thank you for sparking that.
Yeah, make sure that we talk about that. Any players that you guys are excited for before we wrap this up?
To Becky's point, mm-hmm. I actually want to see Trae Young do well because mm-hmm. he started off so hot, like you
and
said.
And then he just fell off.
But like I do like him. So, no, I do want to see him do well.
Are you excited about Mo Bamba, who plays, he's the center for Texas? Just the name, right?
Yeah, I hope he does well so we can say his name over
and over. Mo Bamba.
But I feel like I stole your thunder, Becky, with Trae Young.
Mo Bamba. I don't know. And then, I love what you said.
And then Grayson Allen, obviously. I'm excited to watch him just because everyone hates him. And you know.
Oh, I'm one of those haters. By
Are
the way.
You?
Yeah.
They say he's like one of the most hated players.
He's dirty. But
yeah, I know.
And I want to see Michael Porter Jr. make it a couple of rounds because I want to see him. We didn't see him all year.
I know.
And he's a prospect. He was supposed to be going top three in the draft. And then, you know, he misses the whole season. Now his draft stock's falling a little bit. Maybe he can boost it up. So I would like to see him do well.
I'm just excited about this tournament because we all know, like, normally it's like, my bracket's already busted, right? Yeah. Like, right away.
Tilly from Gonzaga is my answer.
So I'm hoping.
I want to see him.
Okay.
My Gonzaga. Well, we'll see. They're not getting far, but whatever.
Well, this is good. I mean, a lot going on in sports right now. Yeah. So, and it's exciting right now. Very exciting. NFL, free agency, March Madness.
Yes.
And next week we have the Playmaker. Yes.
Love that. Oh, my gosh. And you guys, hockey, we're 4 weeks out from the Stanley Cup playoffs, so the hockey's lit. There's so much happening.
Yeah. Who do we have next week, Bonnie?
Yeah, so Michael Irvin's coming in.
Ooh. Nice.
If you didn't know who the Playmaker was, Michael Irvin will be, hopefully, it'd be nice to get him in studio, but I think he's just going to Skype in. And he's, great. Love him or hate him, you like the Playmaker and you want to listen to him. And he's got...
Yeah.
Very opportunated.
So our guests should come up with questions. Maybe send us a video.
If you've got
on
questions
Twitter.
For Michael Irvin, if you want to video him, if you want to... You know,
yeah,
highly suggest it. We should tweet out a couple of questions,
yes,
or request videos from the fan. Maybe, you know, a little selfie,
yes, yeah, and doing his first down,
yeah, Michael Irvin,
yeah,
legend.
Though you're a Giants fan, I love that you still respect, the players.
I love him as a broadcaster, as an analyst. I think he's hilarious. I think he knows the game, obviously. He's a Hall of Famer, so I'm excited to talk to him.
Yeah, and he's
good. You're a sports fan. No matter how much you love your fans, you're
a respectable
sports fan.
I'm objective as well.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So that's good. So we have him, and then Jerry Rice is going to be coming on, and then we've got...
Outstanding. Darrell Evans coming down the pipeline from the Kings. TV and radio commentator. Holla. And alumni. Number 15, Miracle on Manchester. Oh, he'll be in
And he's
going
to be in
He'll be in studio.
And with same with Jim Ross is going to be here.
Nice.
Rocking the cowboy hat. Talking WWE. And he's a big, you probably know this, Oklahoma Sooners fan.
Huge.
You know, so he can talk football and basketball and everything when it comes to the Sooners.
Awesome. Oh.
So he'll sit here. I'll sit over here.
All right.
Yeah, so we've got a lot coming up this upcoming month.
So good, Bonnie Jill. Yes, and Josh.
March Madness.
So next week we will go over already what's going on in our brackets, and hopefully I'll probably be winning by then. and then you'll bring my Thin Mints.
Oh, man.
And we will be good. And then we'll probably have much more action in the NBA, MLB.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Think about what kind of pie you want in your face. All right. You know, we'll be thinking
I'm thinking about the pizza pie I'm about to get for winning this bracket.
So thank you guys for joining me again for another week of the Weekly Pass. And we'll be back next week again with Michael Irvin and so much more. Till next time. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.